Friends, listeners, community, welcome to Side Hustle School. This is Chris Guillebeau. So glad you are tuning in. So glad to be making this podcast for you every single day, 7 days a week. And of course, today is Monday. That's the day this episode is going out, at least. I know we've got binge listeners and people listening out of sequence. It's totally cool, by the way. I try to make the show in a fashion in which it's always relevant. No matter when you happen to be listening, there is something that you can take away from each episode, whether it's a point of inspiration, an idea, a practical tip, or just kind of a nudge, you know, to get you thinking a bit more about something you can build for yourself. That is ultimately my goal, to help you go from idea to income to create financial security. So today's episode, because it is Monday, the Monday episode, it's part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. Your First $1,000. How did somebody go and make their first $1,000? How did they get their side hustle up and running? Not just a hobby, but something that actually makes money for them. How do they get to that point? And then often it's not just that they made $1,000 and then stopped. Often we look at projects that are making much more money. But still, that point of origin is so key, because we've got listeners who are trying to get to it or trying to start their first project. So we want to find the commonalities across many different projects of how to actually do that. So with that in mind, of course, we like to hear from the person in their own words. So today's feature comes from Joseph. By day, he works at a home improvement store where evidently he picks up some knowledge, because now he also moonlights as a home renovation aide. This is essentially an advisor who's not quite a contractor, not the home contractor doing all the work. He's more of an advisor to homeowners who are doing the work themselves, but he's helping them along the way through this, well, as we say, advising. So how did he get going with it? Let's hear the story from Joseph. I'll come back with a quick wrap-up.
My name is Joseph, and I live in Des Moines, Iowa. I work at a large hardware store and have a side hustle as a home renovation aide, helping homeowners with remodels and other home improvements. What started as an accident turned into a successful and enjoyable side business, and the journey's been full of valuable lessons. It all began when I accidentally became the go-to home reno guy in my neighborhood. I was helping a friend paint their living room as a favor. I had no idea that a series of events would lead me to start a paying side hustle. The funny part came when my friend's dog knocked over the paint can, splattering paint all over the room. Instead of panicking, I quickly improvised and turned the mess into an accent wall with an abstract design. I've never thought of myself as an artist, but it worked. As luck would have it, a neighbor who was visiting loved the result and asked me to help them with their own home remodel. After a few home reno jobs, mostly for fun or just to help friends, I realized that I had a knack for this kind of work, and I decided to take it a little more seriously. My next step was to develop a business plan and identify my target market. I chose to focus on middle-income homeowners in the Midwest who were looking to make affordable and functional improvements to their homes. I knew that networking would be crucial to my business growth, so I attended local industry events and joined forums to connect with other professionals. My relationships with local contractors, interior designers, and real estate agents proved invaluable, as they often referred clients to me and vice versa. It helped that I naturally came into contact with these people every day at the home improvement store, though of course I had to be careful about promoting my side hustle there. As my client base expanded, I learned the importance of managing my time and resources efficiently. Balancing a full-time job and a side hustle proved challenging, but I developed systems to streamline my work and stay organized. I created a detailed project management template, which helped me track deadlines, budgets, and client preferences. It's not perfect, but it helps. One of the most important lessons I learned was the value of clear communication. I made it a point to be transparent with my clients about fees, project timelines, and the scope of my services. I'm not the contractor, after all. I'm the guy who helps them avoid hiring a contractor, or in some cases, knowing when to hire a contractor.
All right, thanks to Joseph for telling us about his first $1,000. Joseph, congratulations and good luck with the future. I'm excited to hear what happens next. Seems like a business we can really build. So listeners, I hope you found it encouraging to hear Joseph's story. As I said, that point of inspiration to perhaps get you thinking about your own project. That's what it's all about. Let's move you along as well. Let's move all of us closer to our goals. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. This has been episode 2333. You can always find detailed notes for each episode on the website as well. Everything is completely free, and it's such a joy to make this show for you. So I hope you'll tune in again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.